My name is Alana McGee, and I am a professional truffle dog handler and trainer with Toil and Truffle and the Truffle Dog Company. And we teach dogs all over the world how to find truffles, and we can teach you how to do it. And we also sell a bunch of our native truffles from the Pacific Northwest.
Thank you for listening to iWine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain.
Welcome to Wine and Dine.
Well, this is something else that really piqued my interest at the 4th annual Napa Truffle Festival, January 17th through the 20th, 2014. And that is that there's going to be seminars that are hosted by Alana McGee, as she is a certified master dog trainer, and she is a founder of Toil and Truffle and Truffle Dog Company. And she's going to be talking about training your dogs to be hunting for truffles. And quite frankly, if you get up with Robert Chang, you could partner up for commercial value of growing truffles on your property. And then Alana and her partner could show you how to train your dog, not pigs, because the pigs like to eat the truffles, right, Alana?
They do. They do. Yeah, some dogs do, too.
But really?
We teach them not to, though.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yep. So talk to us about what you are going to be doing, your participation at this year's Napa Truffle Festival, please.
Yeah, well, we are very excited to be a part of it. And so we're going to be giving a couple of talks. We're going to also be available to answer questions from anybody about anything relating to dogs, training, how they find truffles, things like that. But what we're going to be talking about specifically is canine olfaction, which is basically how the dogs go about finding the truffles on the orchards. But also specifically for folks who already have orchards, there are some things that people don't always think about that may be distracting to dogs or may, you know, lessen their ability to find truffles. And so for people who already have orchards in place, we're going to give them some tips on things to kind of, you know, keep an eye out for that may just be make it a little harder for the dogs when they get to the point where they start producing. But we'll also be teaching people basic training, very, very simple things you can do to start with your own dog at home to get them on the right track. So,
how did you ever get interested in truffles? I mean, how did you put the... I understand dogs. You probably grew up with dogs. But
yeah.
But how do you put the connection between truffle? Because this is so highly niche.
It is.
And
it's
just fascinating.
Well, I was lucky enough to live in Italy for a short stint. And that kind of did it right there. So okay. I had my first truffles, actually, when I was in Italy. And then I met my first truffle dog while I was there, who was actually working in the Marche region, which is kind of... It's like Tuscany on the other side of the mountains. It's okay. A little less populated and a little less touristy. Got to meet my first truffle dog there, which was actually a Lagotto Romagnolo, which is what they traditionally use in Italy. You certainly do not have to, and they are not necessarily better than any other dog.
Okay.
But I met my first little fluffy dog over there who did it, and that things just snowballed. So got interested that way, and I came home to the United States. And in the Pacific Northwest and actually all over the U.S., we have culinary varieties of truffles that grow here in the U.S. naturally. And so we got involved in that scene as well. So it's been a lot of fun.
In this past March of 2013, you and your dogs found the first ever cultivated?
We did, in Canada. So in B.C., it's the first one that's recorded. We found three of them, actually, two of our dogs. One dog, my big black lab mix, found the first one, and then my Lagotto Romagnolo found the next two. It's very exciting. And they were not, you know, they were about 15 to 20 grams, but it's proof of concept, and we were very, very excited by that.
So do you go about this as a logical sort of environment that you're looking for certain trees and certain orchards? I mean, in the middle of Canada where it's super cold, I would think this wouldn't work, but BC is so coastal and marine. I mean, is that the kind of climate you need?
Things can exist in a lot of different climates, and this orchard was specifically planted with things like the Robert does, you know, so inoculated trees that were planted specifically for Perigord production. We do have native truffles all over the place here in the Pacific Northwest, and those are mostly in Douglas fir forests. But they're different. Okay. It's a different species. But the ones in Canada were planted specifically for Perigords. And the trees were about 8 years old, I think.
Wow.
And so they'd been there a little while, and, you know, we've been checking for the last couple of years, just trying to see what was going on, and then we finally found some, and everyone was very, very excited.
So it doesn't, you can grow truffles around trees that are not oak? I thought that they were really specific to oak.
So the kind that Robert and Paul and the American Truffle Company are doing, yeah, it's hazelnuts and oaks is what they're
hazelnuts
the trees.
Hazelnuts and oaks.
Yeah, specific kinds. And again, I'm not the, you know, the truffle scientist per
okay.
se. But hazelnuts and oaks is what they grow on, yeah. And then in Europe, they you know, they grow on some other species too. But for cultivation purposes,
yeah.
Hazelnuts and oaks.
Mm. So do you cook with truffles at home?
I do. I love them. I especially love the Perigords, which are the ones people are trying to grow here in the U.S. They're fantastic. My favorite recipe, I like making risottos and just relatively simple food with them.
Okay.
It just kind of enhances. And pasta dishes are always fantastic with truffles.
And you don't really cook with it. It's just kind of something you shave over top?
Yeah. You know what I actually really like to do, even with our natives, is you infuse things with them. So you take truffles and, like, say you have some salami or something, and you just put them in the container with it, or, like, butter. You just put the truffles literally right next to the butter, and those beautiful aromatics just kind of infuse into whatever kind of fatty substance you have in there. And that works really well. You have to be careful, though, because if you have a bunch of them in your fridge, you mm-hmm. will end up with things that you don't want truffled, like juice or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It ends up a little weird, so
now
you just have to be careful.
Does it go through plastic if you put it in a Tupperware container?
No, generally not. I haven't, you know, truffles, you're not going to keep them for, like, months in there. So
okay.
generally, no, the Tupperware keeps it in pretty well.
Is foraging for mushrooms becoming more popular in the United States?
You know, I think so. I think that the culture has existed for a while. It's just coming to the forefront in kind of popular culture a little more. But there have been people who have been doing it, you know, for ages. You know, the U.S. is a huge melting pot society, and there are some, you know, Eastern European cultures and Asian cultures that, you know, they thrive on mushroom picking and cultivation and wild foraging. And so I think that's kind of seeping into the general population as well. So I think so. I'm starting to see more and more of it out here in the Pacific Northwest, but yeah, I think so.
So what day in this 17th, January 17th
right.
to the 20th, are you doing your seminars?
So we will be giving talks on the Friday and Saturday. So I believe that's the 17th and 18th. And then we're going to be around. We're going to be at the events and doing stuff. And we're giving a demonstration, I believe, on Saturday at one of the vineyards with the help of some of our students as well, which is going to be fantastic. So people can see dogs in different stages of training. So you can kind of see the process, which will be really fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a unique experience that people, you know, don't really get to see any other time, because you don't get to see dogs in various stages of training. But we'll be around and probably going on the foray as well, and people can always ask
okay.
questions.
Okay, yeah, I was thinking that you'd be involved with that as well.
Yeah,
now,
yeah, we'll be around.
I see up on Toil and Truffle website
mm-hmm. yeah.
that you have training supplies available for people
we
who want to start training
absolutely.
Their dog.
Absolutely, that's one of the things that we really do, is we train dogs for not only recreational harvesting, but to also work on orchards. But like on the East Coast, you guys have all kinds of great truffles out there. It's just people just don't look for them very much. And so we're trying to build a culture of people using dogs to going out in the woods and doing this for fun. So yes, we have training solutions and supplies and some kits basically to get you started, and, you know, basic instructions kind of on how to get going.
And
yeah.
I'm just blown away by all
yeah.
of this. And also, you have some truffles up for sale?
We do. So we sell the ones that grow here in the Pacific Northwest. So like just yesterday, we were out harvesting some of our native white truffles, which are actually very similar kind of in aroma to the Italian ones. They're smaller in size,
okay.
but they're fantastic. So yeah, so we have native black and white truffles.
What is this thing called frozen pecan truffles? Are those truffles that grow at the base of pecan trees?
They do. They absolutely do. They're kind of out of season right now, so that's why we have frozen ones as opposed to fresh ones. And those are on the East Coast. Those are all over the eastern seaboard. In oak forests, you'll find them. But also, yeah, pecan orchards in the south, like in Georgia,
yeah.
people started finding them at the base of their pecan trees. And so it's kind of a double crop for those people.
I have
and they're pretty good.
I have pecan trees, big, big old ones in my backyard, but I don't remember ever seeing mushrooms growing out, but I'm going to definitely go look for that. Would there be pictures that people could find if they're going to start looking at this in their own backyards, you know,
yeah,
to compare?
So the thing is the truffles are all underground, So you're not going to see necessarily evidence of them above ground, and that's where the dogs come in, or pigs.
Okay.
But that's how you have to find them, basically, is because you can't see them above ground unless you, you know, rake the soil or something, which can damage your trees.
Mm.
So, but yeah, there are pictures. If you just Google, you know, pecan truffle, they should pop up. And we can always, if anyone's interested, we can always send photos of that stuff. We have tons of photos. So we're always interested in that.
A flavor, you have note up on Truffle Dog Company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for fresh Oregon black truffles, currently available, flavor profile, notes of pineapple, chocolate, floral, slightly nutty or earthy, and with what glass of wine?
Ooh, Pinots, I would think. A good Oregon Pinot with those would be really nice. Or California.
But now you're in Washington State. Do you drink any Washington Cabernets?
We do. I love, our cabs are fantastic here. Yeah, down in the Walla Walla area, we have some amazing wineries. We've got great wineries all over the place in Washington. But it's a great place for food and wine.
Alana McGee, thank you so very much for joining us this week on Wine and Dine. What a fascinating life you lead.
Thank you.
We will have links up for you to learn more. She's participating in the 4th annual Napa Truffle Festival on the 17th and 18th of January. Whoa, people, you can get involved. I would imagine that you could even bring her and her partner, Kristen, to wherever you're at. And hire her to be teaching you. Anyway, fascinating. You're listening to Wine and Dine.
Hello, my name is Robert Chang. I'm the managing director of the American Truffle Company. We organize and present the Napa Truffle Festival every year, and this year we are offering iWine Radio listeners a special promotional discount of 15%. Please come to our website, www.napatrufflefestival.com, and use the promotional code iWineRadio2014 to get your 15% discount.
You're listening to iWine Radio.